Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Lauren, Steve, Bob, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Oi. Sorry.
Is that like your old man?
Oi.
Meshuggahna.
That just tickled me. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. On today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about our recent trip to the world. We went to Epcot Center to the Flower and Garden Festival. And then I want to find out more about what Bob and Chris did when we were in conference when we were there. And we're going to do a couple of dining reviews as well. So this is kind of a mishmash of some different things that we experienced on our recent conference visit. And starting with Epcot at the Flower and Garden Festival. Let's see. Chris, Steve, Lauren, and I went to this. Bob, where were you?
Back at my house, slaving over a hot computer. You know, the life of a lawyer. It's glamorous.
We missed you.
Yeah, but I've been to Flower and Garden, so you know, we can talk.
We can talk. I like that. All right, so Steve, tell me what you thought, what you saw, what'd you do? I was there, so I know, but tell everyone else.
Yeah. I like Flower and Garden because it's a way, if you live up north, and we don't really live up north, but if you live up where it's cold, it's nice to get down to Florida and see spring early. And if you like to garden, you can get some ideas for the following year on what you want to do. And Epcot, they just, you know, it usually looks really good anyways with the landscaping, and they go above and beyond with topiaries and the general landscaping and flowers floating on the lake by the Odyssey restaurant and rose gardens. And
I really like that. I thought that was beautiful.
They do. And then I haven't been in a while, so they've had a butterfly house for a long time. But this is the first time I've actually seen it, and it was pretty neat. So you can go in and all the butterflies are flying around eating nectar and fruit, and you can get a lot of good close-up photos of the different butterflies.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm actually not that excited about the butterfly house.
Yeah, I think it needed a few more
butterflies
in it.
I thought it was lacking.
Yeah, I agree. I think
I thought it was cute.
I think there have been other butterfly exhibits that have
where they're all over you,
right? Where they actually do land on you because there's so many they don't know what to do. And maybe it's because they spray you down with nectar before you walk in. But, you know, they land on you and they fly around and it's kind of fun. But this didn't have that. It was still interesting. It was a beautifully done garden.
The Bambi exhibit was beautiful.
Yes, that was. The butterflies were very cute. I liked how they had the little chrysalises. Or is that chrysalisi? I don't know.
I can't say it.
I don't know the multiple, the plural version of chrysalis. Anyway, they had the cocoons, and you could. They were all pinned. They had a whole bunch of them in boxes, and then they had a couple of these boxes out, and you could see where a lot of them already emerged from there, and some of them were still cocooning, and it was neat because some of them you could see them wiggling and that one of them was trying to get out and, you know, you wanted to stick around for the next 3 hours to watch them come out, but you didn't have the time. But I liked that because if you did time it right, there were, you know, some cool things to be seen.
Yeah. There's a lot of good photo opportunities in that fairy garden and in front of the Bambi stuff and the topiaries.
Oh, and what about the Lady and the Tramp one?
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Oh, she was beautiful.
Over
that was
by
nice.
Italy. Yeah. Each country also has kind of their own topiaries or little garden exhibits or things set up or merchandise. So as you walk around World Showcase, you get to see different exhibits too.
And Beast was nice too. Beast looked good. Lasso looked good, but he didn't smell.
No, and we did check to see if he smelled.
He did last year. Last year they had him in a bed of strawberries.
No, not this year.
Strawberry plants, not actual strawberries. That would be weird. And attract flies. That'd
be kind of gross after a couple of days.
Exactly.
Well, he was in the.
Have to keep changing it out. You know.
Wasn't he over in France in the back, or U.S.
No.
He was at the U.S. pavilion
in
the back.
Yeah, he was in the U.S. pavilion.
Yeah. No, last year he absolutely did smell like strawberries.
Yeah.
Not this year.
I think I read that.
The area back by him was kind of interesting because they had like the ABCs of flowers and plants, and you could learn about all the different plants that they had in there, and it was neat.
Well, that's true, too. On the little plaques in front of the different topiaries and things, they have a little Epcot symbol that's a QR code. So if you have a smartphone, you can take a picture of it, and then it takes you right to the website, and it has all the information about the topiary and the plants and everything you wanted to know about the exhibit, and it pops right up on your phone.
Very neat.
And then they had a lot of different merchandise. And then, of course, we got to stop at Mexico because we heard about the Kahlua. No, it was the coffee margarita.
Margarita.
Oh, that was good.
And that was inside the pavilion, down in the little bar to the right.
Which is a nice little kind of hideaway. It's kind of gets out of the crowd.
I've actually never been in there.
I can't say I have either. And you can go in there, grab a beer, a drink, anything you want. You can grab some nachos, little snackies. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cute back there.
But Steve,
not really relevant to the Flower and Garden Festival.
Not at all.
But nice.
But it made it more enjoyable for some.
It did.
But Steve and Lauren.
You know what? I got to say, Steve had his gone before we hit Japan.
He did.
Yeah. And I had to pace myself not to drink it because it was kind of hot out, and it was a really good drink.
It was good.
But it was very expensive.
It was $13.95 good.
Yeah, wow. For a single margarita. But, you know.
It was
a big
margarita.
Still, $14.
It was expensive.
It was. But that was good. All's good. What else did we do? I really enjoyed a lot of the topiaries, though. The Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, not my favorite. But like you said, Lady and the Tramp.
That was cool.
That was really cool. They had Buzz Lightyear. So disproportionate. The Woody and the Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear looked shrimpy.
Yeah.
He was smaller than, you know.
You would think he would be.
Yeah.
I think he was.
It was still really well done.
Sure. But not standing next to Woody. Woody looked, well, like a giant next to him.
Yeah. I think one of the highlights for me was probably the fairy garden.
That was cool.
I thought that was probably my favorite.
That was neat.
Did you see the pirate ship, Chris?
Oh, no, I didn't see that part.
It was little. It wasn't that big. It was really cute, though.
I just think all of it was really, really beautiful. I have gone several years in a row. I've gone in May, which is really the tail end of it, and everything is sort of, you know, it's still pretty because it's Disney and they're not going to leave a dead plant out, but things are much more sparse by that point. So I was sort of blown away by how pretty it was and how involved and how it just basically was everywhere you looked.
Oh, and what about the floating flowers on the water too?
Right. I love that.
That was really neat. And the beds surrounding the lake, incredible. It really stood out as this is something going on. It's not just a couple of extra flowers here and there. It was really cool.
And of course, there are tons of seminars going on during the festival on gardening and things. And they have those, you know, guest stars from Home and Garden Television every weekend. I think they appear and do seminars and Flower Power concert series every weekend as well. So, you know, you can catch a concert, you know, for some older, you know, performers like Chubby Checkers and Jose Feliciano, I think, was there recently.
Well, isn't this what Davy Jones used to do?
Yes.
So I did think of that when we were passing the American Pavilion. I'm like, too bad.
Yeah. So I think they got one of his bandmates, actually. To fill in for when he was supposed to appear. So I think that's the last weekend of the festival. It is very beautiful and it's educational and like you said, it's not just a couple of extra flowers. I mean, it's something like 500,000 flowers and plants, you know, put in place. So it's an extensive amount of work involved to not only install all that, but to maintain it, you know, and keep it looking good. And I like, too, that they have, you know, a couple of play areas for the kids, which is cool. You know, they can kind of...
Yeah, I thought that was cute.
You know, run around and burn off some energy. But it's,
saying anything.
Yeah. Yeah, those are new since the last time I'd been. So it makes it more enjoyable for the kids. And then they have, like, you know, low water usage, low maintenance gardening in one area. And then in the past, I've been there where they have, like, hydroponic displays. And they have brochures on how to do that type of gardening and where to get the equipment. And they've got brochures for you and all kinds of stuff.
And I love the merchandise. I mean, some of the stuff that's available. I mean, the flamingo planter with the Mickey Mouse ears.
Yes.
I want one of those. Yeah. Those are,
the gnomes.
Those are great.
I like the gnomes.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Very cool.
Some cute things.
Yeah.
So. You know what? I did see a lot of merchandise that I really liked. Mm-hmm. You know, because it had the garden theme going on, and it was neat. I like those. They had some... of the glistening, like those spinny wind spinners. that didn't help.
The spinny wind spinners?
Yes.
So descriptive. you mean pinwheels?
No. They look like they're
like that, like, three-dimensional artwork. Yeah. And when it blows around in the wind, it looks different from the different angles.
Thank you.
It's...
The spinny art spinnies things.
Yeah, and they have them, you know, so they're like, you know, psychedelic designs normally that look like stars when they're facing one way. And then when they spin the other way, they look like something else, I guess.
Look like Elvis.
There you go. But they have them in Disney themes.
Yeah, they had a Tinkerbell that I wanted. But they were like $40 or so. And I thought, no, I don't like it that much. So I didn't get it. But I did like that.
Yeah, and we only had a few hours, so we had to do the quick whirlwind tour of Flower and Garden.
Yeah. Well, when we weren't at Epcot, we did manage to get together a few times for some food. And Bob, you can chime in because I know you've been to a lot of these places, but you didn't actually join us. That's okay. We'll forgive you. But let's talk about Narcoossee's. We went to Narcoossee's on one of our first nights. And general impressions, Lauren?
I thought Narcoossee's was good. I don't know that I would use two table services for it for dinner, like if I was with my family. You know, maybe just Rich and I. But it was good. I mean, the steak I had was good. The food was decent there. The service was good. It wasn't Palo.
No. No, they do have the sign at the door when you walk in. It was not Palo.
Do you know what? I thought it was pretty close, though. The service wasn't as good as Palo, and the selections weren't as good. But I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was good. It just wasn't.
Well, we were there. We were there for when the fireworks were going off. So that's
always
nice too. So you're right there on the water. It's a small restaurant, you know. So it's a kind of more intimate, and it's kind of a octagonal shaped.
And what do they serve? Because I've actually never eaten at Narcoossee.
It's mainly a seafood menu, but there's also a nice fillet. And it's kind of nice, Bob. I know you like Citrico's, and a lot of times I think there's not a ton of variation on the signature restaurant menus, so that you'll always see sort of like a similar thing going on at Citrico's or Grand Floridian, or California Grill or whatever. It seemed to me that this menu was much more varied and different. And although having said that, we all ended up having the filet.
We did, except for George.
Yeah, who had a manly salad.
No, it wasn't the manly salad yet.
Yeah, that's true. But I thought it was really good. I thought we had excellent service. The bread was good. Lisa liked the butter.
But she had to churn her own.
Yeah, she had to mix. You had to mix in the salt, right? Because you didn't like it on the top.
Well, because they oftentimes will serve unsalted butter or low salt butter, and
That's why I enjoy butter, because it's salty.
Yeah.
And so I salt it up a little, and then I'm happy.
You know what kind of butter that is? That's actually a European-style butter, so it's a higher butterfat content. So it's just really good. It's just really good butter, with or without salt. I like it salted as well. But my steak was perfect. You know, a lot of times you go and you get a filet and they overcook it or they undercook it. It seemed like everyone got their steak cooked exactly the way they wanted. And I have no complaints. I thought the atmosphere was very nice, definitely appropriate for families. I would not hesitate to take my kids there. And I'm definitely going there on my next trip.
Are you really?
With my family. Not when I go there like in October, but when I go there again with my family, I'll take the kids and my husband.
Okay, so you did really like it.
Oh, I loved it. I won't eat at Citrico's again. Given a choice, I would eat at Narcoossee's.
Really?
I'm the opposite.
Wow. See, to me, Citrico's is a little too, like, I don't know that I wouldn't bring my young children to Citrico's. I don't know that there's a lot there. And to me, Citrico's is kind of romantic and quiet, you know, whereas Narcoossee's, I would feel comfortable bringing a family there, my family. With loud children who, you know.
See, if I'm going to use 2 table service credits, I think I'd probably go for quiet.
I think you should too. I think if you're on a date with your wife, like I know you and Donna like to go and go to more grown-up restaurants, I think that's fine. But for people bringing kids, you know, I would probably do Narcoossee's. And you can't beat that view. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's convenient because we were at the Magic Kingdom. We just hopped right on the boat. You get off at the dock. The dock is at the restaurant. It's like literally attached to it. And then you can eat. And if you want to go back to the Magic Kingdom later, you hop on the monorail and it's the first stop.
Yeah, that was great. And also, I just love that resort. So I'm probably pretty biased.
A little partial.
Yeah, but I liked it. I thought it was good.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, so where else did we go? We went to
Ohana.
Let's hit Ohana. I have never done Ohana for dinner prior to this, so I didn't know what to expect. Everyone said that it was going to be fabulous, wonderful, incredible. And we got there and, you know, our wait wasn't long. We had a fairly large group and
yeah, they took us pretty quick.
They did. All things considered, it was fine. It was very appropriate, very acceptable. And
it was okay.
I think the food was good. I liked the food. The salad was good. The bread was good.
You know, the bread was really good.
I had to salt the butter, but
the dessert
was
good.
Did you salt
good.
The butter again? That's too funny.
I don't know. I probably did. The dessert. What was the dessert? I know there was ice cream.
The dessert was really good.
The caramel sauce and the bananas.
Yeah, the dessert
was good.
The thing about Ohana is they start you out with a salad, and the salad is actually a really good salad. It's really different kind of greens and stuff, so that's interesting.
And the dressing is good too.
The dressing is good. It's got a little touch of lime and something sweet. Keep that in mind because the next thing you're going to get, which is a bunch of sort of lo mein style noodles and some pot stickers, those are sweet as well. And they give you a plate of sauces to dip things in and cover things up with. I think 2 out of 3 were sweet. So you're starting to see a trend. You filled up on that pasta and the pot stickers, and then they start bringing out the meat. And you know, if you're not aggressive, you're not going to get all the meat that you want. I know that George said, gosh, I'm kind of hungry. I want some more of that meat. But, you know, it wasn't really coming to the table because, you know, you really do wait quite a while between like, okay, they just brought your group some shrimp. Bam, you've got that. You know, everybody finishes the shrimp in like 2 minutes because you only get a couple. And then you got to wait 10 minutes to get the beef and so on and so on and so on. So it takes quite a while. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there's this huge coconut race and hula thing and lady making all kinds of noise and kids running around with shakers. And we were discussing it on our end of the table, which you probably couldn't hear because it was so loud. And we were saying, you know, if you have anyone in your group that has sensory issues or is bothered by noise, skip it. Mm-hmm. Because it's too loud.
You're not
going to
find a place, a seat in there to get away from it.
Yeah.
No, it's really loud.
And that's a shame because I did find the food to be really good.
I thought the food was, like, I would give it a 6 out of 10 maybe. Hmm. I will say, and I don't know if Lauren or Bob have experienced this, but it's getting very hard to get a reservation at Ohana. And yes. I don't know if that's because now that you're down to one meal at Le Cellier, which is really the most popular restaurant on site, you're down to one meal there that has one table service credit, that people are taking their table service credit that they can't spend at Le Cellier and spending it at the second most popular restaurant, which is for non-character meals, which is probably Ohana, because it's impossible to get lately.
Yeah. Yeah, the noise level, you know, we went there for breakfast with our kids, and it's interesting because when you were there with your kids and you're at breakfast, you don't notice how horrible the noise level is because you're just watching your kids. But then when we went to dinner with a group of adults and you're not with your kids, it's just overwhelming how loud.
Yeah, when you're actually trying to talk.
It was impossible to talk as a group because there were so many kids running around shaking the noisemakers and rolling coconuts on the floor, and it was just too much.
I think if I had to advise, like to me, this place is good for large groups. Like, say you're a big family, like an extended family going to Disney World, and this is your last night, and you want kind of like a celebration, you want a happy kind of upbeat, go
loud.
There. It's nice. But if you're like a family, or even especially if you're a couple, there are much better one credit places to go where you're going to enjoy your meal and be able to talk and enjoy the atmosphere.
Well, even
better.
Kona Cafe.
Yeah. Yep, even Kona Cafe.
I mean, it's right there.
And our wait staff was definitely not exceptional.
She was sweet, but
they were nice, but they were
a huge table.
Yeah, they were definitely understaffed. So, it took a long time for them to be able to serve everybody.
Well, we ran out of the sauces. We ran out of salad. We ran out of drinks.
Yeah, drinks. We'd order drinks like three or four times. Yeah, until they finally brought them.
The service was horrible.
Yeah. It was bad.
I don't know that I would say the service was horrible. I thought she was very spunky and very nice.
I think she was too busy.
Hands were full. Yeah, we weren't the only table, and she didn't have enough backup. So.
Well, yeah, but no, there was somebody that was just supposed to be doing drinks.
Yeah, but not just for our table, I mean.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, she was just supposed to be handling the food. There was somebody else handling the drinks.
Yeah. I mean,
they weren't doing a very good job of it.
We actually ate there in December with my husband and the three kids. And, you know, I think it was Lisa who just made the point about, you know, or maybe it was Steve, about, you know, if you're going with a family, you don't notice the noise. But because I don't remember noticing it that much as I did with all of you. But the service even then was not good. It was just like very kind of, you know, am I going to get some food? Come on. And my other objection would be that everything is sweet. Yeah. You know, the meat is sweet. The salad is sweet. The bread is sweet.
The company was sweet.
I'm not going to say anything.
The company was totally sweet. At least Steve wasn't drunk that night.
Oh!
Yeah, the one night.
Yeah.
No,
was
Steve,
only one night? I felt like every night.
that was on the cruise.
Different situation.
Yeah. But Steve, when we had breakfast there, I don't think the service was that good at that time either, was it?
We had a big group too. But it's the service has never been... We've been there twice and the service has been mediocre both times.
Yeah.
You
didn't like it for breakfast either?
The service.
Okay.
I don't think it was really good. The food was pretty good. It was pretty good. You know, of course, it's a character breakfast. So you're kind of distracted by that. But I would sooner go for dinner again than breakfast again. I liked the dinner. And,
you know,
if you can, I didn't like that we got all the meat so late in the meal. I was full.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did want to try some of that. The chicken was awesome, by the way.
Do you think that's the intent, really, to sort of fill you up?
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's like a Brazilian restaurant. But they, you know, and then they bring everything all around, and then they bring the good meat last. But, yeah, it's the same thing.
You know, I think I've been there several times, and I have to say that was – I've never had bad service there. I've never had a bad experience there. But that was definitely the fact that we waited forever to get a drink was really bad. And even like, you know, I think I asked for a soda like 3 or 4 times, mm-hmm. you know, but I mean, and it's still one of my favorite restaurants there though. I still love it.
Somebody asked for wine and they didn't get it for like,
that was Lauren.
That was me.
Was it Lauren? Okay. And you didn't get it for like the longest time, right?
Yeah. We were halfway through the meal before I got it.
Wow.
And she had to down it. Chug, chug, chug.
Bring me another.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Ohana. And then our last place that we went kind of as a group was Magic Kingdom Plaza. Steve, tell us about that one.
The service there was much better.
It was good. Mm-hmm.
She was nice and informative, and we
tolerant.
George and I ordered a salad, and
did you share it?
And she was joking around with us about the salads because the two guys ordered salads, and everybody else ordered burgers and everything else. So, but I can't remember. You know, and the salad was good, and it's affordable.
Right.
It's not phenomenal food. It's kind of like, you know, deli sandwiches and burgers and salads, but it's not a very expensive meal. You can get out of the park.
I kind of mixed it up a little. I always veer off of the menu and order what I want and make them create it. But I ended up getting a grilled chicken breast with onions and cheese, and they did a great job. It was very tasty. I liked that. So mine was good.
Yeah. See, I still think the Plaza is that restaurant that I wouldn't waste a dining plan on.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good. The food is good, but I think it's a great location for like lunch.
Yep.
You know, or if you want a nice dinner, but you don't want to spend a fortune if you're paying for the meal. You know, like I always tell people that have like 2 table services for one meal. That's a great thing to eat one night when you're paying for it. So, but I wouldn't waste a table service on it.
No. I wouldn't either.
It's cheaper to go out of pocket. When you can get a $30, $32 meal for the same service credit, I would do that.
I mean, it's just a tiny bit more for a burger in there than it is for a burger at, you know, Cosmic Rays.
Yeah.
But the burger does taste a lot better. Definitely. I mean, I would compare it to maybe like a TGI Fridays or something, that burger.
Yep.
I agree.
It's definitely, and it's nice to go in there because it's quiet. You can get away from everything. I mean, you know, there are just some nights that, you know, if I'm in the parks, like I think we got to the parks, we got there really early that day and we were there until it shut down that night. And sometimes it's just nice to come out of all the noise and craziness and just have a quiet meal, even if it's not extraordinary food.
Yeah, take a break.
Yeah. And then we went and rode Dumbo, which was incredible. I so love that. Guys, I mean, it's so weird because I have never been a Dumbo fan, and now I just can't wait to go back and really look at the detail and see the magic feather. Steve, that was for you. You could laugh at me.
Okay, folks, that wraps up this week's show. You can download our shows at mousechat.net or go to iTunes. You'll find us there. And I want to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can send any of your comments and questions, show ideas, anything like that, to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.